You can get the Carrie and Tommy catch-up wherever, whenever. And if you're looking to get in control of your bill payments, choose BPAY, because they're in your corner. Contact your bank to see if BPAY is right for you.
Yeah, it is for your Thursday afternoon. How we doing, guys? Ready to give away some cash a bit later on?
What a show we have ahead of us. We've got like one of the funniest people in the country joining us later in the show. That's not a slight at you. You're up there. She is.
She's the best.
Smidge above you. We've got $2,000 to give away, and we've got a story about a woman that hatched a duck egg. So, I mean, if that's not enticing you to stick around, I don't know what is.
I'm certainly staying in my car. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that the kids need picking up from school. I am sitting in my car where it is to stay listening to the whole show, because what's up next?
If you're ever outside of a school picking up random kids, that's a, things haven't gone well for our show. You might one day be it. I just mean like
as if
currently.
That wouldn't be a promotion we would do. Get a lift home with Carrie and Tommy. That's like exactly something
in fact,
that
I think
we would
that
do.
Is, I think that is our slogan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, for the drive home. Get a lift home.
Get a lift home. I think that was Hamish and Andy, actually.
Yeah, they were a good show too. what have we got up next, though?
I think we're just going to play one of the old Hamish and Andy programs.
No, I mean, I'd laugh.
No. Wait, it's too early for us to be already off course. What's... Carrie, just look at the whiteboard.
Something happened to me this morning that I need to share with you.
Great.
I don't know
what it is, do you?
We're going to do it next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So we have a lot of heroes in this country at the moment, yeah? Frontline health workers, people there stocking our shelves every night at the grocery stores, the cleaners, all the people.
Heroes?
I think people that are having to continue to work in an environment where they've got people coming and going and at any point they could catch something like coronavirus, I reckon I'm happy to call you a hero.
I'm sorry. If you work in the medical system, absolutely, undeniably a hero. If you work in Safeway?
Okay, mini hero.
Okay.
I feel like you've got to talk about the world we're in at the moment.
Yes, I know, but the world we're in at the moment is a lot of people are losing their jobs, and so I don't know if just calling people that still have jobs because and getting more shifts. I'm not saying you're not doing good work, and great.
This
and good
is
on
not
you
what I intended
that.
To talk about. All I wanted to do was all hail the people.
Mate.
For example, cleaners having to go in and deep clean places
That's
where there
so
is coronavirus. It's not. Stocking the shelves at a supermarket where hundreds of people come every day.
Check out.
No, I mean, if you're.
Yes, I'm not talking them down. I'm saying great, but I think. Hero.
What's a term then we can use for everybody that's
casual
doing great
worker.
Stuff at the moment? No. That's so unfair. As you sit in your little protected bubble, you've got to give them something. If you don't want to give them hero, if you don't want to give them hero, what else are you going to give them?
Legend.
Okay, there's a heap of legends at the moment around this country. But I think I've discovered a subcategory. To be honest, what we've just discussed seems to be a subcategory. The point of my chat was going to be that I've discovered a different subcategory.
Okay. Who's below legend?
And it's people.
Which is below hero.
Okay, so on a normal life, right, you've got to do something really, really amazing, I think, for people to go, oh, my God, that is so beautiful and so amazing. This morning I was going for a walk.
You've just got to work at the supermarket.
I don't mean that kind of hero. I just mean to be a good guy or something. You really...
You know what I think it is? I tried to get a job at the supermarket and they didn't give me one. And I think that's that resentment coming out now.
I hope... Next time you go to the supermarket to get food, they give you absolute donuts.
No, heroes wouldn't do that.
Well, no, true. And I hope they don't actually give you donuts. Anyway, I went for a walk and I walked past a guy I reckon in his early 20s and his mum, and they were getting into their cars having finished a walk together. And he said, see you, Mum, that was great. And she said, thanks, honey, same time next week? And he said, yes. And then she said, it's always my favourite part of the week. And he said, call me if you need anything. And they got in their cars, right? Well, didn't that undo me? I was like, oh, my God, he obviously meets his mum once a week at the moment to walk for an hour, which is all you're allowed in Victoria. And that's her favourite time of the week. Anyway, I thought about that guy for most of my walk. I've got
Hang
lots
on.
Of stuff going on in my life. The fact
Hang
that
on.
I thought about him.
Hang on. You wanted
minutes.
You wanted a sub, like you wanted an under hero. You're putting that guy, that beautiful guy, under supermarket?
What I'm going to say is at the moment the bar is pretty low. The bar is pretty low for generous acts that can be really seen. I didn't say he was a hero. He's a mini legend, okay? It's like a girl I work with the other day bought me a coffee, didn't even ask, just got one when she got her coffee. And she said, I don't know if you've already been out today and you can't go out again, so do you want a coffee? And I nearly cried. And I was like, these small acts of kindness at the moment really elevate you to mini hero status.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Give us a call, 131060. Are you a hero? Am I wrong? And is there way more heroes out there? Like Bickers is saying, give us a call, 131060. Are you a hero?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You're dissing on anyone at the moment. You think hero status is only applies to who? Who would you call a hero?
I said any healthcare frontline workers are absolutely heroes.
Yeah, but
You said any first responders are heroes, but you said anyone that works at a supermarket is a hero, and I just questioned that.
I said in the current climate there's lots of heroes, and included in that was supermarket workers who are putting their lives in danger every day by being out and about in the community where the coronavirus is. That's all I said.
So if I go to a supermarket, am I a hero?
No. You just told you're hungry and getting food. Anyway, we've put it to the people. If you're a hero, are you a hero? Call us, 131060. Katie, are you a hero?
I think so.
Good on you, Katie. What do you do?
I'm just a random person. Well, every week when I go grocery shopping, I always buy my cashier like a box of chocolates. And I make sure it's a good box too. So, you know, like favorites or even like the Lindt chocolate as well.
Oh, damn.
So hold on. Do you get the sales item at the end of the aisle just before you go through checkout, or do you buy like top end?
No, top end.
You are definitely
a
hero, Katie.
Like, I make sure I go down that confectionery aisle, yeah.
Katie, why don't you use self-serve checkout and save yourself having to buy them a present?
Because I think that they are amazing. So they deserve a little
Katie
bit of
Katie gets
love.
It. If I had a bit of Mariah Carey hero for you right now, I would play it to you, Katie, but I don't. So, I do.
You know what Jesse is for making that happen.
He's a hero.
Give yourself a bit of music, Jess. Let's go to Danny. G'day, Danny.
G'day, guys. How are you?
I'm a bit confused, Danny. Are people that work in supermarkets heroes?
Don't!
I think they are, but I think I am also a hero.
Good on you, Dan. What do you do?
I work in aged care in the kitchen, so we feed all of our residents in Melbourne. And I know that they all hate sort of being in lockdown, and they hate getting trays every night for dinner rather than coming into the dining room. So every night or every afternoon I sit down and I do a drawing on each person's tray that's individual that I know will bring them just a little bit of joy when they get served their meal.
Oh, good on you, Danny. Dan. I reckon that's pretty great. Jesse, you're tight. Ask give her music. There you go. Good on you, Danny.
Must be such a tough time at the moment, Danny. Hang in there. You're doing amazing
thank you
stuff.
Thank you very much. I'm doing our best.
All right. Who have we got here? What?
We got Tegan here. G'day, Tegan.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. What do you do for a job, Tegan?
I'm a checkout chick at Coles.
And hero, Tegan. Play her the music, Jesse. Play her the music.
Tegan, have I slighted your whole profession?
I love that. No. Well, see, I've only been doing it for about 4 months. So I started when all this was just starting. But I feel like we are still heroes because we're still, you know, on the front line. We're still having to touch things and be around people, and I think it's still really important to.
I'm happy to be wrong, Teagues.
Are you copping abuse, Tegan, as well? Because a lot of grocery store workers are copping a bit as well.
Yeah, you do, and it's just something that I'm learning because I've only been doing it for not long. I used to be a hairdresser, so I'm kind of it's a different type of field, but. Yeah, you just kind of give them grace, I suppose, after, you know, like everything that is happening, you just have that grace period. And
You're amazing. What a beautiful soul.
And Teagues, you're lucky you got out of hairdressing because you should see the way Bickers screams at her hairdresser.
Don't get nasty now that you've just been proven wrong.
My God.
Thanks, Teagan. What about Michelle? Michelle, are you a hero?
Definitely.
What do you do,
that
Michelle?
That seems to be enough. Jessie, play the music.
Worked right through the pandemic at a Big W store, and dealing with the public during a pandemic is just out of control. You get sworn at, abused, glared at, all over restrictions for toilet paper. No one will give you social distancing. And my husband works for Woolworths, and, yeah, same thing.
And do you think Tommy? He's a hero as well, Michelle?
And Tommy, you do suck. I used to think you're a cool cat until that comment.
That's fair enough, Michelle.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
We're doing it all thanks to BPAY. They can help you stay in control of your bills, guys. Contact your bank to see if BPAY is right for you.
Yeah, they're the best. They're the best, the easiest, the most secure. BPAY it. I'm sure that's
great.
Official.
You can choose when, how much, and from which account to pay from. Yeah. Whatever works for you. You're in the driver's seat, which is the best thing when it comes to your money.
Don't BPAY it. No, no, don't pay it, BPAY it. Anyway, they've got their own slogans.
Yeah, so I love all that you did there. Up next, I've got the inside word on a huge Hollywood A-lister that apparently is in The Masked Singer. I've got to ask Cusy about it later on.
Zac Efron?
Where did you read that? It's the same intel I've got. Did you read it on the Daily Mail?
That's what everybody's been saying.
Thought it was like my own intel.
Good, it's good. Yeah.
Anyway, I'll ask him about it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, remember on the show yesterday we did this?
Shirley, Shirley, for Burley, banana, pineapple, Burley, fee, fine, more Merrily.
It's the main game. I sang that all night.
Same.
Not right. No. I'm just saying it wrong all night.
I still think it's witchcraft because I still don't get so many people know how to do it.
I asked Waleed about it on the project desk off air and I said, oh, have you heard of that name game song? And then he just did it straight away and I was like, how does everybody know?
Do you mean Waleed or do you mean waddy, waddy, laddy, buddy, waddy,
buddy? It's a tricky one to rhyme.
It's a very tough one.
Waleed.
What?
Hang on. I was trying to think of something that rhymes with Waleed, Pede. Anyway.
What happened there?
That's why. Sometimes
I thought you were just
the
listing the people you did the project with. Like, Waleed, Pede.
Carrie. But the whole thing was, Jess, you were going to bring us a name game, but we never got to the name game because we got sidetracked by that fun little ditty.
Yes. By Shirley and Lincoln.
Which is what we've just narrowly avoided again. So basically there's a bunch of names that people are struggling to pronounce because of their spelling. So I thought we'd see
Who's struggling?
Just people all over the world. Just in general.
People just struggle with people's names because they're spelt weird.
So I thought we'd see how you guys go.
It's hard across the board if you read things before you ever hear them.
Yes.
Like Sayaban.
Sayaban is correct, yes. Or Quanda, when I saw the hashtag Quanda around for so long.
Yes,
didn't
Q&A.
That Q&A.
I know. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so what are you doing, Jess?
So I got a bunch of names for you. I'll spell it out. You tell me how you reckon it's supposed to be pronounced, okay?
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Your first one, N-A-O. I-S-E.
Niswa. Like salad.
I was going to take that. Noise.
Noise.
Oh, noise. Not bad. Oh, is it good?
It's noise.
Hey, noise.
Is that how you're supposed to just say it?
Nisha.
That's Nisha. What a beautiful name. Nisha.
Nisha.
That kid's set for a tricky schooling.
Oh, have you met Nisha? She's noise.
All right, your second one. S-A-O-I-R-S-E.
Suarez. Luis Suarez. Suarez? I'm so Suarez. I've got
Sauce?
It wrong, haven't I?
Sauce.
Oh, Sauce. He's a bit Sauce. Hey, she's noise, but he's a bit Sauce.
Saoirse.
Saoirse.
Oh, like out of Game of Thrones.
Yes. That's why I said Sauce. I thought that was a character. Is there a character called Cersei. Something like that?
Cersei.
No. Okay.
Yeah, that's close.
All right. Your next one is X-I-O-M-A-R-A.
Xiomara?
Oh, it's whatever it is. It is worth a lot in Scrabble. I don't know
how
to say.
Can you use names in Scrabble?
Hey,
can you use names in Scrabble?
Good point.
Yeah.
I don't think you can. No.
I was going for humour more than factually accurate. But yeah, you are right.
Come on, man. That's not what this show's about.
What did you say, Bickers?
Xiomara.
Great.
Siomara.
I'm going to give that correct.
Yeah, we'll give it.
It was more, it was very light on that. I was real Ziamara. It was very Aussie. It's more Siomara.
Me and Jesse were both saying you were correct. Why did you go, nah, it wasn't?
Nah, because I just don't feel like I pronounced her name right.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. Not that she's with us, but she was listening.
Well, she probably is. Give us a call. If you're listening.
Last
and give us a call who? Because how do you say it?
I would love if Source and Siomara and Noyce called up. If they are listening.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Right around the country, Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, it's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go
now. Carrie Bickmore on her own at this stage because Tommy, you're back
here,
now,
mate.
Yeah. Do you reckon at any point this year I won't talk over the opener to Bickmore's Bits? I wonder whether there's one day where we can play it without me going, blah, 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 oh.
I just can't wait till aspiring radio students are listening to this and someone's explained to them. What you do is you talk right into the production music. Just
no, I'll be the one they used to, as the example of what not to do.
Yeah.
Today,
that's why
though,
I left, to be honest. I couldn't bear to hear one more poorly executed piece of production music.
In my defence, I don't have the fingers on the button, so it's just cutting me off, to be honest.
In my defence, it's not my fault, is what you just said. What a thinly veiled attack.
Today's bits are burn bits because there are some sweet burns going on all over the world at the moment and they're bringing me joy. So Brian Austin Green was married to Megan Fox. Yes.
90210 fame.
Yep. They're divorced and it's been pretty amicable up until now. She's moved on with a guy I've never heard of, but everyone apparently knows in this team, Machine Gun Kelly. He's a rapper. Take a good thing and mess it all up in one night. Having checked out online, I mean, I'm not sure. Although, to be fair, Brian Austin Green was never my pick of the 90210 bunch either.
What?
So, yeah.
What's wrong?
It wasn't.
Brian
it wasn't.
Austin
it was
Green's
always Jason Priestley.
Unit,
yeah,
but he's dead, mate. Like,
I know.
If you've got to pick one, what do you mean?
What? Anyway, she has posted a picture of her standing side by side, hugging her new boyfriend with the hashtag achingly beautiful boy, my heart is yours. Ouch!
Wow.
Well, Austin Green, the silver fox that he is, don't know if he's got grey hair, but sounds good, is not taking that lying down. He's posted a picture of the children, their shared children, right? And then he's written back the caption, achingly beautiful boys, my heart is yours.
Oh, wow. Is that good? Is that
so
good or
fun.
Is that sad? Because does he win or lose? Look. I can't tell.
Well, everyone's having a go at him online. I would have thought that was, you know, fair, but all of his supporters underneath are having a go saying, mate, are you like a child? Stop, you know, but she started. I don't know what's happening, but take it offline, guys. Take
all
it offline,
supporters.
You know.
What's he done lately? Who's still supporting him?
Kate and William, you wouldn't have thought that they'd
be
getting...
You even said you didn't like him.
No, I like him. I just said he wasn't the hottest of all of them. Kate and William,
mate,
they're getting some sweet burns at the moment. Where do you think Kate and William are getting sweet burns from?
I don't know. The pants?
From, it's not from Harry and Meghan. It's from an old
mate, that'd be weird
woman.
If that was
it's the royal family, though.
Yeah, mate, that's true.
They're getting.
Where'd you
they
get
were
that from,
at a,
baby bro?
Visiting an aged care centre in Cardiff when they ran into a woman they'd met before and she wanted to let them know how terrible they'd been at their job last time they were there visiting the centre.
Do you remember we came, you might not recognise the faces, but we did the bingo with you.
Yes.
You won.
Yes.
Yeah, but you said we didn't do a very good job.
And the final burn comes from a mum to her son. We're talking about Collingwood rookie Trey Rusko, who called his mum while his entire team was there in the background. He called her up to tell her that he was going to make his AFL debut. And could you love this woman anymore? Have a listen.
How you going?
Good, mate, but how about a phone call every now and then?
I just got something to tell you.
What, love? What have you done? What do you want? Something like that.
I'm playing my first game tomorrow.
What?
I'm playing my first game tomorrow, debut.
Oh, f*** off. Are you joking?
Yeah, no, I am.
Oh, my God, Trey, that is unbelievable.
Yeah, I know, it's good.
Oh, are you stirring me up?
No, I'm not. I'm serious.
Oh, Trey, that is so good. I can't believe it.
Yeah, no, it's good.
The whole team fall over or something. No, I'm so proud of you, Jarl.
Thanks,
Mum. Make sure you go out there and do the colours proud.
Yeah, I will. Don't worry.
All right? Don't be a big wuss.
Yeah, I won't.
Oh. Tonight, because that game...
Big game, big game. What a beautiful moment. That made me all teary. How beautiful. What a moment to be told that you're about to play for the first time. Funny mum too. Anyway, there's some sweet burns for you Thursday afternoon.
Love it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yes, and guys, still got $2,000 to give away later on thanks to BPay. We're in your corner.
Well, haven't I got a tale for you?
I can't wait.
Recently, there's been something of a wave of interest in hatching eggs at home.
Sorry? Yeah.
It's the first line of the article. There's been a wave of interest in hatching eggs at home.
Talk me through that, how that works.
People have been buying supermarket duck eggs and incubating them until they hatch, ready to welcome them into the family as a pet.
Because problem though, supermarket eggs are not fertilised eggs.
Well, this is overseas. This is California. Maybe they sell unfertilised eggs over there. Anyway, incubators don't come cheap. So one woman wanted to hatch a duck egg. She decided she had to get innovative. So she decided she was going to stuff her egg in her bra.
Like Cool Runnings, but a boob version.
Yes, Betsy Ross's children. Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he kisses the egg and puts it down his jocks. Anyway.
Found an egg with a crack on it in a park near their home in California, and they begged her to save it. So she called a wildlife centre. No one could help her. And she thought, what can I do? So she resealed the crack, right? Then she did a bit of research online. She found out how expensive incubators were, and she thought, how else can I keep them warm? Yeah. So what she decided to do was carry it in her bra for a month until the duckling hatched.
That's heaps easier than getting an incubator, isn't it?
She said it was born prematurely. He was still attached to the yolk and it was not absorbed. So I got a wet paper towel and applied antibiotic on its cord and tummy twice a day. This is a lot of work. She said, here we go. She was off work for summer. That's why it was in my bra and not in an incubator. Couldn't afford one at the time. She said, plus I'm a plus size. So it fit very snug, she said. And she said, I've got the answers to all the questions you're asking. Like, give me one of your first questions, Tommy.
How did it not break?
She answered that. She said, because she is a plus. I just got to find that bit in the story.
Are you going to do her as a character voice or something? What do you mean?
I think it's best that I just keep reading the article and I'll bring you all the answers to your questions in the order that I've got them for here. She said, how's it possible to carry in a bra for so long? She said they can be without warmth for a few minutes or even hours at the time, so sometimes she'd pop it out and then pop it back in.
Can I ask? I know you. This is not now the routine, but which bit of the, where did she stash it? Under a boob?
I think in between, in the cleavage.
I wouldn't even think that would be that warm. Was she quite a buxom woman?
Well, you need to start dating more buxom women. It's nice and snugly in there.
How dare you?
She also revealed that her husband
How dare you?
carried it while she showered. She said she would get him to hold it and carry it.
Sorry, I'm looking at the rest of our team laughing, and I can tell in their heads they're working out what they could stash between their boobs.
Well, Sonda's the most buxom of all of
Sonda's
us.
Sonda's eyeing off a Sonda, four-piece
suite. She's put a whole drink bottle down there. Oh, wow, now she's drinking from the drink bottle that she stuffed down. Sonda, jump on mic. Tell me, is it warm and snuggly in there?
So snuggly, guys.
Yeah. Perfect place to hatch an egg.
Son, have you ever had an egg in there that you've incubated and?
No, that's really weird.
Has anybody ever done this before? Is this what we're doing?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you're saying it can't happen here in Australia, but maybe it can.
Oh, I absolutely think she's lying.
What do you mean?
My one and only.
She's got far too much detail for a lie. She started talking about gluing it back together and Then she talked to a lot of detail about the surgery that she performed on it. I mean, surely it's not a lie. I've read the whole article on air. I hope it's not a lie. Anyway, let's ask people, 13 10 60, yeah, have you hatched an egg? Even better if you've incubated it between your boobs. That would be amazing. But even if you have just hatched an egg without an incubator,
You want people a part of this new phase that you said in the...
This new wave of interest in hatching eggs.
Yes.
13, 10, 60, have you hatched an egg without an incubator? Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Something weird's happening in California. Apparently there's a wave of people hatching eggs. They buy supermarket duck eggs and then incubate them until they hatch. But that... Betsy Ross couldn't afford that. She found a cracked egg in a park. She went home, stuck it between her boobs, and a month later out came a duckling. True story,
if someone comes up to you at a pub and says, I found an egg in a park and had it in my boobs for a month and now I've got a duck, do you believe that person?
No, but I would hang around to talk to them more. They'd certainly be the most fun person at the party.
Yes.
Anyway, I made the point that it's quite a cozy spot to be. I have lots of questions about how she slept and didn't crack it and all that kind of thing, especially because she describes herself as having big boobs. Anyway, we want to know if you've hatched an egg without an incubator. What?
That was the first question I asked you. How did you not crack it? And you were like, you went in a huff. You were like, oh, I don't know if she's answered that question.
No, because I didn't have the answer. Okay. I promised you I'd have the answers and then I didn't have the answer for that one. She went into so much detail, but not that detail.
So what
Georgina,
do we want to know?
We want to know, Georgina, have you hatched an egg without an incubator?
No, I haven't hatched an egg, but I've got a funny story that relates to the buttum and keeping something warm in there.
Yeah.
My husband and I were having trouble having children, so we both had to be tested, whose fault it was, of course. And my husband wouldn't attend the clinic, so to do it at the local, like QML or whatever, he wouldn't go down there either. So
it's a lot of pressure to go down there. I can get that, Georgina.
It is a lot of pressure, and he couldn't, he wouldn't do it, so we had the specimen jar at home, and I whacked it in between the boobs to keep it at the right temperature, down to the QML.
That's fantastic, Georgina.
Yeah.
Wow. And did it keep it nice and cosy and toasty warm?
It did. Cosy, warm, at the right temperature when I got there, and...
Good on you, Georgina. What about you, Lucy? Have you hatched an egg out of an incubator before?
Sorry?
Are you there, Luce? Have you hatched an egg out of an incubator before?
Not technically an egg, but I also had sperm down in between my boobs before an IVF transfer.
Wow. Oh, for an IVF. Okay.
Yes, I just didn't have it whacked down there and went around, but no, I had it in a jar. Yes. And it's at the nicest temperature, and then you pull it out at the clinic and they get to touch your cozy boob jar and then you go off and have a transfer.
I mean...
Wow, this is a whole new world we didn't know about.
I'm feeling frigid for never having done this because...
Well, there's still time. There is still time. Lucy, that's brilliant. Thank you. Brooke. Oh, my gosh. Brooke, what have you been up to?
I think I've got massive problems, actually, because I've done that with the sperm specimen as well.
Have we got...
So hold on. We've got no one that's hatched an egg in their boobs. We've got a lot of people carrying around sperm.
I've hatched a chicken.
As well...
From the sperm.
What a life you're living, Brooke. How?
It was a few years ago when my kids were little. So, and the mum chicken was sitting on her eggs and there was one that was cracked and she rejected the egg. She kind of pushed it to the side and I couldn't handle it not being able to hatch. And it was, its little beak was half out and you could hear it walking. So I picked it up and I don't have a big chest area, so I put on a sports bra to help keep it in and wrapped it in tissues just so it had some cushioning because there was not a lot of cushioning in that sports bra and put it in there. But then I just got used to it and we had to go to Target, so I walked into I walked into the shop Target and it's a small town, so my friend was there talking to me, and she goes, "What is that noise?" Oh, shivers. Oh, whoops. I forgot. I've got a chicken in my boot. And it was half hanging out of an egg. And then by a bit of time, it had hatched out of the egg.
Well, that's...
Harry Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Guys, it's time to give away some cash.
Be paid. We're in your corner. So are Carrie and Tommy with some cash. You could win $2,000.
It's so good. I've been rocking that theme tune in my head in between.
Me too. I don't even sing the old version anymore. I only sing the BP version.
You can win $2,000.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt. We have four people lined up. You have a spinning board in front of you one, two, three, four in the corners. All that they have to guess is the right corner it's going to spin on. $2,000 in cash could be theirs. Ashley, g'day, Ash.
Hi, how you going?
Look, I'm great. How are you?
Getting there. Juggling. I'm a teacher, parent, at home, single mum. Just getting by.
Ashley, you're a teacher as well as all of that. Wow. That's a lot.
Ashley, I can't understand how single mums possibly do it. I mean, growing up, I knew being a single mum was tough, and then as I see my friends with kids, I'm just like, how do you possibly juggle everything?
It's definitely a juggling act right now. I've got my 4-year-old trying to get my attention. Yeah, just it is what it is, I guess.
Well, okay. Tell your 4-year-old, mummy's trying to win some cash, so to pipe down, yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, 4-year-old, do you want corner 4 then, or do you want a different corner?
His favourite number is 3, so I want to go with number
3. Locked in, Ash, good stuff. Thanks. Good luck.
Have we got Jess? How are you, Jess?
Hi.
You've had a full-on time. You had to reschedule your wedding because of bloody COVID.
Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't have as luck with as all of our vendors as we would have hoped. So we've been left a bit out of pocket for cash. So hoping to try and get some of that.
Because do we just have anyone who picks up and goes, you know what, I'm killing it. I don't even need the cash, but I want to win.
No, well, they're not calling up. Perhaps that's lovely of them. They're leaving it for the people that need some sweet, sweet cash at the moment. Jessica, what number do you want on the board? 3 is taken. You can still go in 3 if you want, split the cash, or you can pick a number. Number?
I'll go with number 2, please.
Good number, g'day, Laura.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great, Laura. Hey, we have 3 and 2 already taken. Would you like to jump in with them, or would you like to pick a different one?
I'll take number 4.
All right, one more spot left. Mitchell, how are ya?
G'day, how you going, guys?
Good, good.
Up and about.
Yeah, I'm a bit happy today.
Good on you, mate.
That's great, Mitchell. What number do you want? Let's try and make that day even better.
Thank you. I'm going to go with my lucky number, which is lucky number 4, please.
That's number 4.
You're going to share it with Laura.
Mitch, you know that Laura is already in there, so you will split the cash. Is that fine?
Should I go number 1 then? Is that been taken?
Number 1 is 3.
But you can choose to stay with what you wanted if you want to.
Well, I was always tossing up between 4 and 1, and I always said I'd just go whichever one no one's got. So if 4's taken, I'll just go number 1.
On you, Mitch. That's a winner's attitude, I reckon. Bickers, are you ready to spin?
I am ready to spin.
Okay, they are evenly split, so someone will walk away with $2,000 cold, hard cash. Bickers, when you're ready, go.
3, 2, 1, go!
It's always a countdown. Yeah.
Is Mitch there?
Yeah, mate.
Mitch, I have to share some devastating...
Sorry, Mitch, it sounds bad.
No good.
If you'd gone with 4, you would have gone to cash, but it hasn't gone. I'm so sorry to say that to you, Mitch.
Good on you, Mitchy, though.
At least someone else is happy.
Oh, good on you.
Good on you, though, Mitch.
Really appreciate it anyways.
Beautiful human. But is Laura there?
Yeah.
You've won $2,000, babe.
Oh, my gosh.
Congratulations. $2,000 cash is yours. Jesse, can we bring Mitch up as well?
Sure.
You've just heard Mitch speak. Mitch was going to go in your number and then decided to go separate. Would you like to split the money with Mitch?
Oh, you can't do that. That's well, that's tough.
I mean, but you heard Mitch was going to go in the same. You don't have to, Laura. I'm just asking the question. Would you like to split the money with me?
I'm sorry, but I'm going to. Can I take the TK?
You absolutely can. Sorry again, Mitch.
No, don't worry. Congratulations, Laura.
Laura, you have a great day. I hope this helps your family so much. You enjoy every little bit of that $2,000, all right?
I will. Thank you so much.
No
amazing.
Worries. You got a lot going on in your world, so, yeah, take a moment to enjoy it, hun.
Good on you, Laura.
Thank you.
It's all back tomorrow for the last one. All thanks to BPay. We're in your corner.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
One of the best stand-ups in the country joins us now, Kitty Flanagan. G'day, Kitty.
Hey, Tommy. How are you?
Look, I'm good. How much are you missing stand-up?
Oh, yeah, it's really breaking my heart.
What is it about it you miss, Kitty?
I think I've realised how needy I am for other people's approval. Like, I go through my whole life pretending I'm really cool, so I don't care what you think, but I don't care what people think because I get to go up in front of thousands of people a week and just go, what do you think of me? You love me! Woo! And so then that really kind of gives me a free pass for the rest of my life. You know,
it's
like
certainly tiresome, tiresome for your partner, isn't it, then, having to do the constant, you're amazing, yes, Kitty, the way you unpacked that dishwasher is incredible.
I suddenly need all this sort of affirmation in my life that I've never needed before. Suddenly I'm going, can I come to a dinner party and be entertaining at the end of the dinner party? Whereas usually I'm like, oh, everyone else talk. I'm sick of me.
Kitty, I had such a depressing thought the other day because I was thinking about stand-up and I was thinking how much I miss doing live comedy. And I realised it wasn't the money thing at all. Like, obviously, if it's your job, you take a financial hit. But I just realised, I can't do the thing that I love to do.
Yeah, it's really sad. And also it was kind of my, I know this sounds sad, but it's not as sad as it sounds, but it was sort of my social, a lot of my social life as well. Uh-huh. Like I would go out, do a gig and then, you know, meet people for dinner afterwards or that kind of thing. So that's all stopped as well. Like, you know, it was my real reason to be out and about.
I have to say a big thank you to you. Well, thank you to your partner because we had a lunch when we were up in Byron at the beginning of the year where I've never met two more patient humans. You two entertained my children, namely the five-year-old, for about 45 minutes. Your partner who does circus stuff, it was like, another trick, give us another trick. What's another trick? Just like 45 minutes.
He's the opposite of me. He's just on all the time. He doesn't care if there's an audience or not. He's performing, so he loved it. He's great. I'm you know, surprised we didn't have to stop him from following you home like a widow. Going, I've still got more stuff. I haven't seen everything I do. Hang on a sec. I've got another whole act I can do.
This is fun. Your live show, Smashing, is going to be streamed. So this show was pre-COVID. This was back in the days of the joy of stand-up comedy still existing.
Yeah, well, it was my last tour. And, you know, you do a tour and then it sort of ends. You've gone everywhere you can with it. And so what you usually do, what I usually do, is we film it and then it ends up on television, like my Hello Kitty special, which I think, you know, Channel 10 plays pretty much every night. And everyone's seen that one. So this is a different one. But this time we didn't get round to that. And then COVID and then no more shows. And so we have this show that's never been seen on TV before. So we thought, let's live stream it, you know, like a pay-per-view fight.
Yes.
Kitty Flanagan versus the audience.
So how
you buy a ticket and,
Oh, sorry, you were just going to explain. I was about to say, how's it work? And then I rudely cut you off when you were saying how it works. Sorry.
You buy a ticket through Ticketek and it's on at 8 o'clock on Saturday night. And then we discovered I wasn't the only person in this position. Arj Barker's got a special. So is Ross Noble. There are quite a few other people that have got these specials that have never been out before. So it's going to be like appointment viewing every Saturday night, 8 p.m. Tune in. There'll be a new stand-up special on for you. That
is
you
it true...
Before.
Kitty, that you're also almost doing, you know, you like to go out for dinner after your shows. You're going to stick around and chat to people, a bit of a Q&A afterwards.
Yeah, that's how needy I am. I really need to talk to people. So, yeah, so please text in your questions and I'll answer them.
Kitty. What are you hoping for? What kind of questions do you like to get if you were having a Q&A?
I'm always into, you know, favourite foods, things like yep. that, favourite recipes, favourite soups. I got a lot of opinions on
favourite
food.
Favourite soups?
Oh, yeah, soup's my favourite food in the world.
I did not think soup was a meal, Kitty.
Well, I know. And you're just like my sister. You know, for years I've been serving her these delicious soups, I thought. And finally, the other day she said to me, do you know what, mate? I don't even like soup. It's not a meal. And I went,
yeah.
Oh, my God, you've just stabbed me in the heart.
I think once you're better, you stop drinking soup.
Yeah, she said, I've been trying to find a minute to tell you about it. And she said, oh, 10 years I've been putting up with this.
Kitty, can you stick around? We'd love to find out if there's something that you really want to talk about after we've been peppering you with questions. Would you mind sticking around?
Sure, you bet. I'm going to bring my soup game.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Still joined by Kitty Flanagan. Her special Smashing is streaming this Saturday. You can get tickets on sale at Ticketek.
And Kitty, we've done all the question asking so far, so we thought it would be nice to just ask you, is there something that you want to talk about?
Sure.
What is it?
Oh, sorry, we're on.
We're on.
I didn't realise that was it. I'm really nervous now.
Like, we don't have a flashy opener or anything. We should have come up with some. What do you want to talk about?
Sorry,
Kitty. I'm ready. I'll give you enthusiasm.
I mean, I can bang some things together if it makes it sound better. Kitty Flanagan, what do you want to talk about? Oh, hang on. Great. Kitty, over to you.
Theme song, yeah. What do I want to look, a couple of things I've noticed about myself, my secret passions. I'm really into power tools. Not a euphemism, just genuine power tools that you buy at Bunnings.
Do you have a favourite?
Well, I would say my jigsaw is one of my favourites.
What's a jigsaw?
It's that thing you can cut around corners with it. It's like a saw. Oh.
So, Kitty,
cuts around corners and circles.
Here's a trivia question for you. Is the jigsaw puzzle named because you would need a jigsaw to cut it, or is the tool named after the puzzle?
Oh, which came first?
Yes.
I would say the jigsaw puzzle came first, wouldn't you? Mm. Haven't puzzles been around since time immemorium?
No, because I think a jigsaw makes more sense. Like it's a type of saw. It jigs.
it does do a lot of jigging, yeah.
So how often are you popping down to Bunnings to peruse the aisle of all the tools?
Well, I've realised it's my new sort of bookshop because I used to go into bookshops all the time and then I had to stop going because I used to get quite excited in bookshops. And you know, when you get excited, you sort of blow off a bit. And I would always get those nervous farts in a bookshop. Do you get that when you get somewhere and you get excited?
Every time I do the show, Kitty, just all the whole time we're on here in the afternoon, I'm nervous farting.
I would just motor myself around a bookshop, like, you know, I'll just popping off as I went because I was so excited. It's like a little motor. And so I had to kind of stop going there. So now I've transferred that to Bunnings where the aisles are wider. You know, it's not as dangerous. I can blow off to my heart's content and just like
peruse. Oh, I reckon everyone's popping off there, don't you think? Bunnings is a real pop-off store. A lot of tradies who are having their, you know, bacon and eggs in the morning and their chocolate drink, and then they're just popping their way off through the aisles.
Popping their valves.
I mean, the good thing is there's a whole fertiliser aisle, so you can blame someone else.
Just go and stand in there and no one will notice.
Yeah.
Well, if I ever need any renos done, I know where to turn to. Kitty Flanagan,
I just gave my sister a hand to keep putting in her IKEA kitchen. I was pretty good at it.
Gosh.
That's interesting, Kitty.
Yeah, I put all the handles on the doors and hung a few drawers. No, doors. Anyway, I got involved.
I screwed the kitchen, actually. The drawers are all on the wall. It's impossible to put knives and forks in them.
It's really unique what I've done. I've hacked it. I've IKEA hacked that kitchen.
Well, we're so glad that you've made Saturday nights more interesting. Yes. Kitty Flanagan's Smashing is streaming this Saturday. Get your tickets at Ticketek. Grab a glass of wine. Settle in for a bit of fun Saturday night viewing. Make a bowl of soup or just put your wine in a soup bowl.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Husey and Ed joining us.
I need the goss, Husey. I need the goss. Is Zac Efron. Is he in The Masked Singer? Is that why he's in Australia?
Yeah, well, I mean, you said it. I can't speak about such things. Yeah, I can't say anything. I just can't.
You wouldn't know if he hadn't taken off his, because you've been filming, you wouldn't know if he hadn't taken off his mask yet, would you?
I can't talk about whether, you know, anyone's on the show or not. So it's just, just can't tell. You got to wait till Monday night, guys, at 7:30.
Makes sense though, Carrie, because I reckon
Valium?
You've had a Val, man.
What's happening?
Well, I mean, I'm under a lot of pressure from the powers that be, because Ed Cavalier's already trying to bring down the franchise. So,
What have I done?
You're always doing stuff, and, you know, and, I mean, Carrie, it's going to come straight after the project on Monday, so...
Yes, I mean, I'm just trying to boost ratings, really, but if you want to be so meh about it...
Come on, man,
you know,
try and get fired up.
I am fired up, man. The energy that's going into those records is just incredible. I mean...
Well, they're so long days, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
For you.
No doubt, and... But, you know, we're sorted catering out, and that's the main thing, guys.
Oh, yeah, that's the main thing after the falafel kebab.
As long as cheese is fed.
Last night I had two choices. I had a falafel kebab without any egg mayo.
Yeah.
And I also had a poke bowl. So you know what I did? I ate the falafel kebab and I took the poke bowl home.
Right.
No one cares, mate.
I don't care. Actually, Kev, can I ask you a question?
Right.
Kev, have you seen the interview with Jonathan Swan and Donald Trump? And do you know the question I'm about to ask you?
I suspect I know, but I have been getting a couple of texts, but we all know that he is the son of Norman Swan, who's the main COVID guy.
No, I did not know that.
Okay, well, yep, go, Tommy. The question is...
I shut my eyes and that was you.
I know, his voice is very... A couple of people text me saying, is that you doing a character? Because his voice is very similar
to
mine.
Do we have any? We played a bit earlier in the week. I wonder if we've got any in the system. I feel like I need to hear it next to you.
If you haven't got it, we'll do it in our show. So that's... we're doing it.
If you can't find it, we'll try to find it now.
Give us a second.
Here's one right here, United States. You take the number of cases. Okay. Now look, we're last, meaning we're first.
Last? I don't know what we're first in.
As a what? Take a look. Again, it's cases.
Okay.
Because of the
1,000 Americans are dying a day, but I understand on cases, it's different.
No, but you're not reporting it correctly, Jonathan.
I think I am, but...
You know, from my point of view, I hear very similar okays.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you say okay?
Okay.
That was it.
Can we hear his okay?
I was there.
Oh, mate, we can't now edit. You do that in your show later on, right?
That's good. But Tommy, you're right. I do hear a similarity. You're right. I think he's got a similar sort of nasal twang. I wonder if where they're from.
I mean, I wasn't meaning to be.
I appreciate that.
He's done well. That's an Aussie guy who's had a scoop with Trump, and it's gone viral, hasn't it?
Thank you. Yes, explaining what's happening.
Well, some people are the most
excited you've been all show. You couldn't get up and about the Masked Singer, but you're all over Jonathan Swan.
Well, you know what, Carrie and Tommy, he's going to be forced into spilling some beans. I agree with you. He hasn't been fired up enough, and he hasn't been forthcoming enough with behind-the-scenes info. So today he's going on the rack, and we need to know some stuff.
What's the point of having an insider that doesn't bring
you
any inside gossip?
Thank you, Carrie.
Oh, come on. I've got a lot of masters to serve, you know what I mean? So
there you go. There's that huge energy we've been missing.
You can trust that the Carrie and Tommy catch-up will be back again. Just like you can trust BPay to help you stay in control of your bills. Contact your bank to see if BPay is right for you.